everyone. Very happy to be here. My name is Esteban Fanido. I work in Deloitte, where I lead the artificial intelligence team, and working not only in artificial intelligence development and adoption, but also in risk management. And so today, it's a real privilege to stand before you to discuss this topic that has rapidly transformed from something that seemed futuristic into something which is now an undeniable reality. And we see that in previous panels as well, regardless of the topic, we keep referring to technology and AI. So I have been an AI specialist, going around giving talks and providing advisory work for the last 15 years. And in the last 5 years or so, within the maritime sector to a large extent. And in the previous years, we were talking more in a speculative manner about AI. And now, as you all know, the narrative has completely shifted. Leaders are no longer talking with the buzzwords about cost savings and productivity and customer engagement and all these buzzwords we've been hearing for years. But we are now looking at the specific uses and use cases that are being applied on an everyday basis. And a proof of this shift in the narrative is also the fact that in the recent 2025 World Economic Forum in Davos, AI was actually to center stage. The topic was collaboration for the intelligent age. And I think the word collaboration is a very important one, because one of the major things that we talk about today is the need to view AI as something that the humans are collaborating with in order to obtain value, not something that we is replacing to us. According to Gartner, up to 2024, AI has created almost $5 billion of business value. And I would say we see that especially in the last 3 years, since ChatGPT came out, and we call it the democratization of AI, where the everyday individual and the everyday company has realized the value that they can obtain from AI, we see a huge shift in the way that organizations in Cyprus, in Greece, in the Middle East, and all over the world are opening up themselves to AI and recognizing the value they can gain. And this value that we are talking about is about doing things faster, doing things cheaper, because we are using automation. Something which AI is very good at is inferring information out of very complex data sets, which is why also the maritime industry is a very nice area, a very prime sector, where there are a lot of the tasks require inference from very complex data sets. Also, identifying innovation, new product opportunities by understanding better your audience, again, from inferring from different data sets. And also building more trust in your systems and your operations by becoming more proactive in identifying issues like fraud or cyber threats. So the maritime industry is one of the industries that has started embracing AI early on. And it is currently in the cusp of a very profound transformation, with AI already changing things in operations and helping the industry become more sustainable and building resilience. So no longer speculative technology, AI now enables real-time optimization by analyzing these vast data sets like weather patterns, ocean currents, geometrics, and by having this power, this powerful tool, analyzing data dynamically, and we are able to minimize idle times, to optimize routes, to reduce fuel consumption, and to achieve significant cost savings, and of course, lower emissions at the same time, which is another priority. So one of the most transformative applications, it's been mentioned before as well, is predictive maintenance. So we see many systems coming out. Rolls-Royce is working on it as well and has already systems working with AI in this area, analyzing patterns in equipment performance, and this way anticipating failures before they occur. So in this way, reducing downtime, extending machinery lifespans, and enhancing safety at sea in general. This practical approach means that operations can run in a smoother way, risk is reduced, and even in the most challenging environments. The same capability, which is the ability of AI to simultaneously process multiple data streams at the same time, something that humans are not able to learn, is bringing a lot of other applications in the maritime sector. For example, being able to drive energy efficiencies and to ensure environmental compliance by optimizing fuel consumption, by route planning, by reducing marine operations environmental footprint. And with the same capability, you can also enhance safety and improve emergency response mechanisms within the marine industry. And of course, all of these things coming together and also combined with another important area of artificial intelligence, which is machine vision, is what brings AI's next frontier, which is not very far, which is, of course, autonomous systems. Future ships guided by AI and machine vision will combine all of this capability I've been talking about and adjust courses, optimize fuel usage, and manage logistics autonomously. All this aims to augment human decision-making and to reduce the risk of human error, which is now a major cause of maritime accidents. And I find it interesting that we are always scared of saying that important decisions will be replaced by machines, but actually, in many cases, the biggest cause of errors, the same with cars as in with the maritime accidents, is actually human error. So maybe some decisions should be replaced by machines, in my opinion. But by letting the machines and the AI handle all these operational complexities, we are also allowing crews to focus on more strategic tasks. And of course, beyond the, all these operations that are more related to the operations of ship, there are many applications for AI, especially now with the rise of generative AI, that gives a lot of opportunity to gain administrative efficiencies. And my team is already delivering a lot of projects in this area in Cyprus as well, where you can streamline internally knowledge management within an organization. You can provide chatbots and natural language answers to questions that are written from multiple very complex documents, something which is very tedious when it's being done by human. It can be done very effectively now using AI by doing contact screening, by extracting, by performing compliance checks, and by extracting key business takeaways from very elaborate documentation. So this is something that is already happening. So while the opportunity is very big, there are still many challenges. All the examples that I have mentioned before rely on having a good quality and organized data. So one of the big struggles of the maritime sector is fragmented data systems. So even if organizations are really open to using AI, they still need to tidy up their back office before being able to actually build applications that can give value and benefit in the front office operations. Another issue is cybersecurity threats, and also I would say a traditional risk averse culture within the sector. So it is important to build, as I said, the back office and bring together and organize disparate data sources into a cohesive framework and to adopt robust security measures. These are very important critical steps. And one of the biggest pitfalls of AI adoption that we see and causes many projects to fail is the misconception that this is merely technology adoption. That is a mistake. AI adoption has to be recognized as something more transformative in organizations and to be adopted together with organizational change, process reengineering, and getting the right culture for human and machine collaboration within companies. And also, it brings on many issues related to ethics, so many ethical considerations, especially when it comes to obligations that have to do with health, safety, and the welfare of individuals. So, to truly harness the potential of AI, it's very important to accompany AI adoption with a robust risk management framework, and to, of course, ensure compliance with AI regulations. So we need to safeguard against potential risks. We need to make sure that systems are fair, that they are transparent, so the people interacting with the AI systems know where the decision came from. We need to make sure there is accountability. We need to make sure that systems are robust and are continuing to perform well as new data is coming in. And we also need to make sure that systems are secure against unauthorized changes and attacks. So the European Commission has come and to maybe force us to become more vigilant around the use of AI. So the EU AI Act, which is the European Commission regulation on artificial intelligence, has come into effect already last August. And the mandates will need to be applied in a phased approach until 2026. So this is a regulation which seeks to ensure that technologies are used in a manner that is safe, transparent, and it's aligned with fundamental human rights. So what the AI Act does is it follows a risk-based approach where every AI system is classified according to the risk, and this risk has to do mostly with the effect on individuals. And to have a category of prohibited AI, this is, for example, systems that are using manipulating voter behavior, for example, or using social scoring for hirings or biometric information. And then you have on the other end of the spectrum minimal and limited risk systems, which have very few obligations and mostly the transparency obligation. So, for example, if you have in your organization a chatbot, the user has to know that they're interacting with a chatbot. They shouldn't think that they're talking with an individual. Now, the tricky bit is what the EU AI calls high-risk AI applications, and those have a lot of applications within the maritime sector. So anything that has to do with autonomous vessels or collision avoidance systems, any security and surveillance, or even crew management systems are considered high risk within this regulation and are subject to very stringent regulatory requirements to ensure that they are reliable, transparent, and safe, and that they don't put the lives of people at risk. And the EU regulation has very high penalties, up to 30 million euros for non-compliance. So, in conclusion, AI, as you very well know, is poised to redefine the maritime sector's architecture to make it more efficient, more sustainable, and more safe. But as we embrace this shift and transition into new ways of working, where the industry is leaner, is smarter, and is more resilient, and to fully realize all these benefits, it's crucial for organizations to establish robust governance and risk management mechanisms, because AI does make mistakes, and it's possible to build it with the appropriate controls to make sure that it delivers the result without risking cost, reputation, or even, you know, the welfare of individuals. So as organizations are shifting to the AI era, AI applications have to be developed and deployed responsibly, mitigating potential risks and ensuring compliance. So we need the right oversight and the right ethical guidelines for the maritime sector to harness this big transformative power. And as a conclusion, I just wanted to say that, because as I told you, I go around and talk about AI in many sectors, and this AI regulation is something that has now had a big effect in the way AI will be deployed in the EU and the rest of the world. that it's very important for all of us to use AI to its full extent and to not make it good just because the AI regulation wants us to make it good. It's important for us to use AI to make the world better and more fair and more safe. So this is what I would like to urge you to do. Thank you.